Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you. Hey, you guys, welcome to Soul Chat. This is Ev Chatora, your host, here indulging you in a conversation that is deeper than the surface and touches the soul. So welcome to another episode of Soul Chat. This one is definitely another vulnerable episode for me, because in all my learning and my growing in the past couple months, I've definitely grown. It's kind of like when they talk about ascension and rising and stepping into a new portion of yourself. I feel like for this year, it's just been so rapid and it's just been so back to back. And funny enough, we similarly feel that same way when it comes to like the pandemic and everything that's happening on the outside world, right? I'm sure you can agree. It's like, just when you think like, okay, maybe it's gonna get better, it's like, not yet, you know? So I feel like it's the same way in our own lives. Obviously in our own lives, we have more of the power to determine where we will steer our ship, right? It's so easy to be, caught up in what we see, and we know we have to rely on faith, and that's why this is called Soul Chat. So why I'm here today is because I want to talk about wearing a mask in a relationship. And the reason why I'm talking about this specific topic is because in my own reflections, I have to sit and be realistic with the weight of accountability, right? As a woman, to be so smart, and to, have all these other amazing things happening in my life always, to really not make the greatest decisions when it comes to I stayed in a relationship for 11 years, and not only did I stay for 11 years, I have 4 children, right? So as a woman with 4 children, not just one, not just two, not just three, this is like when people stop babysitting, right? The minute you have like more than two, it's over, like done. You just don't expect anyone to want to watch your kids, okay? Unless they're really great friends who, have a lot of kids too. So, it's just the accountability of that. I'm not going to sit and beat myself up, but I am going to feel the weight and the wisdom of you could have made better decisions, so that when you do make a decision like that, and if you ever have to, right, you are in a position where you're positioned to thrive. It's not like when you step away from that, it's going to be a struggle. And granted, a lot of us, we have to go through struggle to rise. This is how we learn. Obviously I'm one of those people. And it's just important to really take a step back and get realistic with what it is. You know what I mean? Get really realistic with what it is. And that's why it made me think about wearing a mask in a relationship, because I, for one, when I'm self-reflecting, I'm thinking, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? How did I get through this? How come I didn't see it? You know what I'm saying? What was I thinking? And I think about how for years of the relationship, I always had really great things going on, whether that was like a great new job, like I was always upgrading, I was always taking it to that next level, whether it was with my pay, the position, my belief in myself, obviously launching my business, my company, which I feel like is the ultimate test of self-love, self-care, balance, believing in yourself, believing in God, believing in possibilities. So I realized that helped me to wear a mask of like, everything's okay, because I'm growing, right? I'm always excelling. I'm always getting better. So it's almost like I don't even got time to see what you got going on, because, I'm doing me, and I'm doing me well, that I could help carry us both, you know what I'm saying, to a degree. But in the same breath, obviously me being able to look at it from that perspective and think, okay, well, that's what you have. You wearing a mask, like everything's cool because you cool. But when it comes to relationship and aspects of the relationship, you know, I definitely can say there's definitely been a lot of heartache since jump. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, can miracles happen and can life turn around and two people work something out? I think those situations do happen. I think for my situation, there's just too many variables that make the decision of going back not wise for me. And I believe in wisdom. I believe you have to take wisdom, and you cannot keep repeating the same things. And obviously, come on, 11 years. If I was in an 11-year relationship, you don't walk away from something like that without duly really thinking about, do I want to go? How does that make me feel? You know, granted, at that point, you know, it, even though I wasn't positioned to necessarily have cushion and to be comfortable, but in the same breath, you know, it becomes one of those decisions where you're going through so much that it's just like the choice is really easy. You know, at least that was my position, you know, because it's not easy to walk away from something. You know, it seems easy when we talk about it. Obviously, me even sharing with you guys, that episode in itself was very vulnerable for me and nerve-wracking, and I wasn't ready. You know, when you're marketing, you're like, all right, I'm going to talk about it in June. Like, no. On my heart, it was just like, talk about it. And it was healing for me too, to be able to share that with the world, for somebody to be able to resonate with it, take from it, learn from it, whatever. That's the blessing. Because although I'm still making my own mistakes, me sharing it, you know, it's us sitting down and as a community talking about the things we go through so that each of us can learn from one another and, you know, piece together our own self, right? Because we're healing back into wholeness. We're learning how to heal and thrive and not to just survive. So, you know, I ask you yourself, you know, I'm sharing this topic with you because where are you wearing a mask? We go to work, we wear a mask. Oh, everything's okay. We smile in front of our partners. We smile with our kids. We post cute little pictures. But like, even in my daily life, I have a lot of fun with my kids. You know, if you see our little videos on Instagram stories, us dancing in the car, doing different things, you know, but in the same breath, you know, real life day to day is mundane, even when you're in a marriage. And that's what messes people up, because we're so busy looking at social media that we don't realize, you know, yeah, in real day to day life, life is very mundane, right? You get up, you have children, you know, you pretty much have a similar schedule with them, and you want a schedule with them to have some kind of order, some type of, symmetry for them so that they can get structure and, you know, really learn a thing or two from you as a parent. But yeah, I think we have to ask ourselves, why do we wear masks? You know, and not only why do we mask, but what mask are you wearing? You know, maybe we wear masks because that's what feels comfortable. We've been taught, you know, if you go to my Instagram, there's a poem that Maya Angelou shares where she ends up like crying at the end, and I was crying right with her. That's how powerful it was. And it's called Masks. So right, head over to Instagram. You can probably also see it on the Facebook. It shows up as a preview. But that video is so powerful because we wear masks and we've been taught to do it. We've been taught it's okay. You know, we don't know how to express our feelings, express ourselves and say no and create boundaries and say enough is enough, right? So, you know, I share all these things with you guys all the time, you know, and it's like, if I can complain about him, you know, equally, I have to see what part of me was toxic, what part of me said, all right, this is okay. And at the end of the day, that's what trauma bonding is, right? Trauma bonding is, I'm not using my wisdom, basic wisdom, to assess that this is not a healthy situation for me. You know, that this is not growing faster, but it's not growing. And again, I personally believe that I ignored the direction because it was so uncomfortable of me repeating, you know, not having a child, my child's father in their life, in the household. You know, it's one thing for them to be a good dad and visit, you know, luckily I'm blessed with that, but, you know, to you know, not have a father there at all, and your trauma, it really affects your ability to make those wise decisions because you're so hurt. And this is why healing is so important, and this is why we don't want to heal, we don't try to heal, we don't want to hear nothing, we just want to be ignorant. Ignorance is bliss. Shop, go on social media, go to work, have a little fun, go on little vacations, everybody do basic same thing stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how people would rather do those type of things than to really sit down, talk to a therapist, you know, do some healing work you know, invest in yourself in a different way and heal so that you can really see these glasses that we are all wearing because we're hurt. You know how it is. When you're hurt and somebody says something to you, you could be hurt and somebody says something to you and you take it so personal. You know, it just tears you apart. And women, we're notorious for this because a lot of us have a hard time controlling our emotions and not being so overreactive and dramatic. Like, literally, I feel like sometimes when I'm around women, it's like life is not acting all the time. Life is not always, oh, and you just have to complain about stuff. Sometimes you just have to be quiet and allow life to be life, right? We just know sometimes how to just take our emotions and go to that next level where we can't think. You know what I'm saying? You can't think when you're upset. And, you know, trauma bonding is just trauma in itself, is because a lot of us don't heal from it, is that we are operating in survival mode. So because of all these things that have happened to us, that's why I always talk about mindset. These things that have happened to us have developed beliefs about how we think about ourselves. So when you go back and you look at the things that have happened to you that have created that belief, you could piece it together like, oh, all right, I need to stop doing that because I really want to believe in myself. I really want to have confidence. I really want to have courage. I really want to live on purpose and feel happy and joy. And I believe this in life. It's not like necessarily every day is super duper joyous, because joy, and I think there's many other hundreds of emotions that come to us and they're fine. It's just learning how to be consistent and bring out the best in yourself by having habits and things that you do to condition yourself to a new level. But it's so important that we understand you got to look at the things that you've been through. You got to really look at them. You got to look at your resentment, your anger, whatever, for your parents for not being there. Many of us, almost a whole generation, was fatherless. Do you understand how that worked? I just learned the other day that over 70% of all Black women before 1970 were married. It's probably about 20% of us now that are married and we have children and we're unmarried, right? And I've said this myself, after leaving the relationship, I'm like, damn, I'm sitting here in a relationship for 11 years. We have not been married. And we're just playing house after 11 years. What have I really accepted here, right? So y'all can understand how the decision is very simple when I'm really using wisdom. But nonetheless, obviously, I couldn't see none of that because not only did I keep having children, which I love my children. I think each of them represents a piece of me that I need to grow in or recognize. But obviously I couldn't see the wisdom because I was trauma bonding, right? And it was focused on trauma and it's focused on these volatile arguments, miscommunication for 11 years. So I don't know about other people's relationship, but I do feel like, you know, we live in a generation where people are really fake. And I think it's the worst thing is to go to, you know, your grave having lived a life where you wore a mask, you know? And I think we know when we're wearing a mask, and I think it becomes too comfortable. It becomes too familiar. And I don't believe we should ever just say, that's just the way that I am. I feel like it's a slap in the face to the basic principle of life, which is growth. You have a foundation, just like when you build a house, you have things that you should strive to be, right? Because I could be loyal, but my loyalty is going to increase as I get older, as I'm practicing it, right? I could be courageous, but I'm going to get more courageous as I practice it throughout my life. You know, my courageousness when I'm 60 is not going to, you know, it's definitely going to be elevated from where I'm at right now. So healing obviously is uncomfortable, and looking at yourself in a mirror is uncomfortable. But what better person to do that than yourself? What better person than to train yourself how to think a certain way so you can always be self-reflective, refrain from drama, arguments, all these low-vibe things that take you away from your purpose, jobs you hate where you're just gossiping with your coworkers or doing nothing, unfulfilled, right? This is a breeding ground for a certain thing, right? Everything you do is a seed the minute you wake up. So, you know, life is not going to be perfect and you're not going to get, you know, it all. And I think sometimes we just want to manifest it all right now, here and now. But it's just really important to understand it's just necessary for you. And you can do anything. And you were created to heal and thrive. We are created for that. Listen to the plan to get rich. One of the first things he said was like, you're supposed to be rich. And I'm like, word. But we don't believe that. But we're so trauma-filled with different experiences that have shaded our ability to see the truth. And the truth is possibility. The truth is love and light. And love and light is out. The highest frequency. Money is a great thing. Money is a tool. Money is an energy exchange. So we can control our energy, our emotions. Why can't we choose to control the energy of money? But a lot of us don't see it like that because we're too stuck in the matrix. Uncomfortable with who we are. Unfulfilled. Wearing a mask. Living lies. You know, pretending like it's okay because you share some cute ass picture on social media. You know, it's like we have to get out of that habit. We have to get out of wearing the mask. And for me to be able to look back and really recognize that, that's why I said this is a vulnerable episode, because it's like a conversation I have with myself. You know, that is, I don't have to share this. It's not necessarily a topic I thought of, because this is very personal to just my self-reflective journey and being honest with myself. Especially for about, you know, as a woman, what I know I deserve as a woman, you know, but in the same breath, you know, I don't always consider, and I haven't thought about, you know, oh shoot, like starting over is literally like some other dude accepting your kids, you know what I'm saying? And if you marry him, helping you raise these children and provide for them, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So, that makes it all the more scary to me, you know, cause it's like, this is just not, you know, I'm not really a dating type of chick. I'm not trying to date everybody and be around, and that's just energy. And I am building a legacy here. So I'm all about the legacy thoughts. Speaking of legacy, I interviewed the beautiful Nico Cherry. So please, you guys, stay tuned for the episode all about wealth, growth, mindset, your story, turning pain into power. Yes. We have the power to change. We have the power to grow. We have the power to elevate. And, you know, when I really look back and I look at those 11 years, you know, more than anything, how I shift my perspective a little bit is me being able to be happy. I didn't give up so quickly that I, even though I was trauma bonded and I stayed around for 11 years, probably a few years, way too many, because I knew. And we just had our own personal experiences that I think, you know, especially coming in contact with Naisha, it's so perfect. I met her, Naisha Williams, because talking to her about the 8 steps of forgiveness was something that was perfect for my life and what I was going through. And it, in reflection, it seems like that particular situation, I absolutely 100% believe we should forgive everybody, every single freaking person, right? And some are harder than others to forgive. However, some situations don't require your presence anymore. Some situations don't require that you keep that bond. And, you know, last but not least, me being able to see that is like, just like life, right? Number one, is it, you know, in life, learning, teaching your kids about money and teaching yourself, is it an asset or is it a liability? And if I'm always stressed out, we always arguing, things is kind of like, things are kind of like they're okay. We're not growing on really any level. Maybe kind of seems like we are, but no. And 11 years later, it's the same thing. You know, to me, that's psychotic. And at that point, it's like, dang, girl, what the hell? 11 years, dude? 11? And that's why I said hell no. So that's just this. You got 11 more years, and it was a hell no answer. Because even the peace that I have right now is just... such a beautiful place, but it's uncomfortable. This whole space is uncomfortable. It's been uncomfortable, you know, discovering these different parts of myself, sitting with myself, having the space to, you know, cultivate between me and my children, and rebuild my life, rebuild where I desire to go, how I want to be, the type of person I would love to marry. And just that, you know, it really, to me, it's so funny because this is something I would have never seen for my life. And I think that's why I avoided it so long. And it's kind of like when they say, when you see anger, you can't see anything else. And when I'm just seeing trauma and feeling trauma, I don't want to leave because I know I'm going to relive a portion of my childhood. That'll keep you there. You know, God only knows what other elements you're dealing with. Your physical abuse, verbal abuse, when you add those elements onto it, now you're really trauma bonded, you know, and you're fearful of your life. So you put those two together, yeah, you're going to be afraid to leave. But I think we have to go back to focusing on our strength, focusing on possibilities, and being accountable. So you're going to let that, so you let it go. You can't let stuff go when you're not accountable for yourself. That's exactly why we can't let stuff go. Because we don't sit and look at it and say, okay, this happened. This was my part. Not this person didn't know. This was my part. And is it something that's worth figuring out and retrying and, you know, looking into for further growth. And you gotta be real with yourself when you're making that decision. For me, I see it in a way where I'm like, if I make that decision, how does it make me feel? Like, the first feeling I get in my gut, what does that feel? Does it feel tight? Does it feel freeing? Does it feel, you know, how does it feel? And you just take it from there. And if it makes you feel happy, peaceful, and all that stuff, it's just this fear that's keeping you from making a move. It's debilitating you. And it's so important to just move over it, because we are so powerful and we don't understand. We are the creators. We are the visionaries. We are the ones that collectively create this thing we wake up to see our eyes with. And when we understand that, then we could do what the Egyptians did. Then we can understand different things and elevate. Will we see that in our lifetime? I'm not really sure. I do plan on living a very long time so I can pass on my wisdom, my legacy, and just something really beautiful and great to the universe and the world as an offering of just this whole experience. So take a look in the mirror. Ask yourself wisdom asking questions. You can yield wisdom and stop making the same mistakes. Stop suffering. We don't realize we cause our own suffering by the way you think and the things that you do and the things that you do create, you know, repercussions, you know, law of cause and effect. So while you're out here trying to manifest your best life, just step back and heal so you can thrive. As always, it's been a pleasure chatting with you guys. Please look out for that episode with Nico Cherry. We're talking about building wealth, Invest Gary, which is an investing program that you can get into right now, where you can learn how to buy deeds, which some people, more than a couple handfuls, have purchased deeds for $500. So it's just learning that. It's just learning how to elevate ourselves in so many ways. So I hope you felt spiritually elevated with this discussion. Thank you so much for listening to me. Shout out to all you that listen to the episodes before I even announce them to the world. Like, for real, y'all are the real MVPs. Keep sharing this with your community. As always, I'm grateful. I love you. I'm thankful for you, you guys. For those of you that are new to the podcast, welcome. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you rate, review, and share us with a friend. Love you guys. Thank you. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.